This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hello.
The answer to that question is yes. Yes, you would.
Hope you're having a nice little Friday.
That was flight detainment news. There, I saw a story about that.
What?
See that? The flight detainment?
What happened?
Oh, they needed to use like shoelaces and something to subdue some guy.
Shoelaces?
Well, that was the whole lay on the naked guy drop. Yeah. I'll look up the story. I'm pretty sure I sent it to you too.
Stuff that one dude, that one guy choked the guy out and he ended up dying. That dude.
What?
It was in New York. There was the guy that.
I was on the subway.
He was on the subway and he came in and said, like, some people are going to die.
Yeah.
Marine.
That guy got off.
Yeah, he got off. But he went to, that guy was on trial for murder.
For like 3 years.
Yeah, dude, that's like some scary stuff. And I'm not here to, it's up to you to decide what he did or not was worth it, but you got to be careful now, man. Like, you subdue some guy on an airplane and some naked guy, you choke him, next thing you know, you're going to prison.
That's why I don't get involved, man.
Rob him out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'll watch.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone now just videotapes. That's the key, is you just break out your phone.
I wouldn't even think to videotape. I would just watch.
Yeah.
I would be captivated.
Yeah. It is weird when you see something going down that everyone's, not everyone, but most people's reaction is to take out their phone. It was like that one guy that lit the lady on fire. People were filming it. There was a lady on a subway, literally Human Torch style, and people were just filming it. Like, no one bothered to try to put her out. No one tried to tackle the guy. Like, lady on fire. They're like, New York, what are you going to do?
Yeah, crazed Frontier Airlines passenger restrained by fellow travelers with shoelaces and flex cuffs after he cracks plane window.
What are flex cuffs?
They're the little
zip ties. Handcuff things.
Oh.
Like riot cops use them and stuff.
How could shoelaces? Well, I guess if you get enough of them.
Yeah, you can tie them all together. You need something.
He broke the window?
I'll read more. Cracked it, yeah.
I think those are double, like...
Those are, yeah.
Yeah, like, but still. Look, if someone's kicking at the window of an airplane, again, that's one of those, even you got to admit, if that happens, you got to do something.
He was repeatedly punching the seat in front of him before cracking the window with his foot.
Yeah, I can't.
I think I read this. This guy is, and he just said he just freaked out. He was like having a panic attack or something.
Probably.
Because
said. Would you then, if someone was like punching the window of the airplane, would you be like, not my problem? Is it is your problem now? You're on a...
Well,
airplane.
There's two different things there. One is, am I sitting next to him? And two, am I sitting 20 rows away? 20 rows away, there's plenty of people in between us that will step in.
You're not same row, you're row behind. So you can clearly see what's going, you're behind.
Well, speaking of not my problem, the reports here say the flight attendants, they just disappeared. We couldn't find them anywhere.
Wait, so they're like, where'd they go?
Not my problem.
They're hiding in the cockpit?
Front Frontier.
Oh my God. I don't know, man. It depends on how serious it is.
Yeah.
Like,
he's kicking a window.
Yeah, but there's lawsuits and there's trained people on the flight, and one of them is not me.
Are there trained people?
Supposedly.
I don't think so.
There are.
I don't think there's air. Like, I don't buy that for
there's
a second.
People. Okay, let me rephrase it. There are people that know proper protocols in situations like that. They're trained.
Yeah.
Those are the people that should handle situations such as those.
I've been on a lot of flights where Trudy and her staff, I'm not certain they're handling the guy who's kicking at the door. I don't know if
I'll leave that to you, you male heroes. You're all high tea, like, I'm going to step in and save the day here. You guys go for it. If you need anything, let me know.
Again, I understand your aversion to getting involved, but there are times where it does involve you at that point when someone is trying to open a door on an airplane or
speak
whatever.
For yourself.
I was like, I'll be fine. It's a little, just buckle your seatbelt tighter, you'll be fine. Because the door opening wouldn't kill you, you know, as long as you're buckled in, right?
So I have two things I have to present. One is, and we'll do this next, this is one I mentioned, are you in the wrong if you do this?
Yeah.
It is an airplane one, and it went viral because people were debating this.
Oh.
This is one of those where it's a pretty mundane thing, but people are split on this. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, you can't do that. And then other people are like, why not? One of those.
Interesting.
So we'll get to that. And it's not like recline your seat or anything.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are like, don't recline your seat guy.
Yeah, you're 100%. And I'm a situational.
Situational,
recliner.
Yeah. And other people are like, why wouldn't I? That's it, recline. And I get that point of view too.
Yeah.
But
they're wrong, but you know.
I agree. It's
you're
a little
wrong,
rude.
But yeah, I
being
get
an
it.
Ass.
A lot of people that are like that.
So we've got that, and then I would like to, before the end of the hour, I need to present you a hacking incident.
Mm-hmm.
This occurred to me this morning. Yeah, I mean, in a way I was, and I got to tell you, because we always talk about the hacking of the olds, and like the olds are, they're gullible, you know, and you and I.
My grandma was schnookered for like $100,000.
Yeah.
Gambling.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And my dad called me the other day. He's like, we got a real problem. Yeah. And so I'm like, so he luckily a crisis averted, but he was on the phone with them.
Uh-oh.
Trying to give, you know, like, it's like,
Yeah, well, the old are trusty.
Now, guys like you and I who are just so spry and in the prime of our life and such brain power, oftentimes you see like the mailers or the emails or you see it, you can snuff it out pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
The
Some of them, though, are decent. Some of them are better than others.
This one, I don't really know what to do.
Huh.
And I want your guys' opinion on this. Yeah.
And someone's saying that watching you, Juan Isaac Rupp, on the John Quiñones, What Would You Do? Would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I'd
get a lot of heat.
I would love
the country would not like this guy.
No. No, you would be voted off the island very early.
America guy's like, what's that guy doing?
No matter what situation, Rob.
Yeah, you know what he's doing? He's minding his own business. That's what he's doing.
Rob's just ringing the stewardess bell. He's like,
call button.
Hello?
Hey, sorry, I want to run. You want to do something about this guy?
Yes.
Any heroes here? You want to handle
Rob's
this guy?
Rob's listening. Anyone?
That's where the hard dudes are.
Anybody
anyone think they're a hero here?
Here, opportunity right here. Right here. Probably get on the news. Let's go.
Yeah, anybody want to be on the news? Because
not me.
And then get sued? All right, so we'll get those items coming up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A raging online debate about airline etiquette. Mm-hmm. Here's the latest.
Yeah, has that now become the ultimate like battleground for good versus evil?
A little bit. Because people are fed up.
Yeah.
Like
people are losing it.
When you're being an ass.
Yeah.
We just don't have time for that anymore.
And now the plane has to be either turned around or everyone's gotta
ain't
get
nobody
off
got
the
time
plane.
For that.
I mean, I just feel like this is like Stephen King's The Stand. This is the battle for the soul of the planet right now.
Well, I think we all just want to try. Well, not all of us. I think those of us that try to be courteous to other people.
Yeah.
As a basic thing,
you
basic
hope,
value.
Right.
Those of us that do that are severely bothered by those who don't.
Yeah.
And don't give a rip.
Yeah.
And there is no better place that manifests itself than on an airplane or in an airport.
Yes.
There's just no. Because we're all there together. There's
you don't
tons
have a choice.
Of people.
It's the only, you know.
I'm trying to be courteous to you.
You find out real quick whether you care more about yourself or your fellow man. At least, and by a wide margin. Like you care whether someone has societal concerns.
Yeah.
All
like,
of that.
The old adage is like the shopping cart thing, right? If you return shopping carts versus not, it's a good person, bad person. I feel like that, like airplane behavior.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
basic
that.
Things.
It's exactly. If you're at the airport and you're causing a problem, I just you're a bad.
It's not even that.
Person.
It's just be considerate of other people. You are not the only person in the world.
Yes.
We're all trying to do the same thing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on a journey together.
Okay, a-hole.
And we all have to do it together. If one of you screws it up, it screws it up for everybody.
We're all stuck in this tube in the sky. No one particularly wants to be here. We're just trying to get where we're going. So let's all get along and figure it out.
And the other hard one is. The person who's just got their head in their ass, that's all often really hard to deal with, too, because they'll be like, oh, I just wasn't paying. I'm anxious. I wasn't paying attention. Well, do better. Okay? You got other people around you.
I'm with you, but it is hard to make someone who's unaware more aware.
I know, but it's annoying. It's no less annoying.
No, it's no less annoying.
That's for sure. The completely oblivious guy is the worst.
Yeah,
mostly
wake
he can't,
up, dude.
There's not a lot he can do about it, so he's constantly being told how oblivious
he
is.
There's got to be something you can do about that. Maybe a pill or something.
maybe the what is the like a severance sort of thing, right? We just you know we
implant,
put a
implant,
yeah, we
brain
put a
implant.
non a hole implant in your head. Makes
wake
you
up, idiot.
We can buzz someone.
So this one is
wake up, bitch. You're my new best friend.
Are you in the wrong if you move someone else's carry on?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what happened was, so picture yourself in a pretty tight plane.
Yeah.
Bin space is at a premium.
Oh, yeah.
You have, somebody has one of those wheelie carry-ons.
Yep.
You know, they always say wheels out, right?
Yes.
Put the wheels out.
Yep.
Well, this one was sitting in the bin, but it was, it wasn't wheels back. It was wheels to the side.
So sure.
The only way
hot dog and hamburger, you know, it was that.
It was hot dog,
and that's no good.
And that was the only way it fit.
Yeah.
So limited space. The next guy comes along, and he tries to turn it so that the wheels are out, like they tell you to. That's how they tell you to put it
taking
in.
Taking liberties, doing a little.
Just doing a little reshuffling his bag fits.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't fit. That way, which is why it was turned that the other way, and so he moves it. This is the debate.
Yeah,
can you do that?
Look, it's dicey
to someone else's baggage
because
now you're moving because you don't know whose bag that is.
No,
one,
you
don't know where they're sitting.
Yeah,
because you certainly don't want to put it behind where they're sitting, right? Because
no.
They don't want to go upstream to get it.
Yeah.
So what do you do there?
This is a tough one.
A lot of people split on this.
I can see this is a good one because I can see. Both sides to this thing. boy, I keep going back. But ultimately, here's my thing. You can't touch someone else's stuff.
I think I'm with you on
that.
The
correct response is, especially you assume, right, that the owner of that bag is within a 2 to 3 row radius, right?
I assume that.
So you have to do the, you just got to do the, hey, real quick, anybody, is this anyone's bag? The green roller here, is this anyone's bag? And then you got to do that. Do you mind if I just think it's a really, really bad. Yeah. Now, if someone moved my bag, I wouldn't care.
See,
when you're touching someone else's stuff, you better be prepared that someone's going to have a reaction.
Yeah.
Here's where I am, though. This is a shared space, and if you put your stuff up there all willy-nilly and you don't know what's going on, that shouldn't be my problem. And I know you can alert that person, but I think if you're respectful of their bag and you move it, if you reconfigure it in the same bin, I have no problem whatsoever. You take that bag out of the bin and you're putting it somewhere else, big problem. You can't do that. But if we're all just trying to make it all fit, no issue moving the bag.
So you don't have a problem with him trying to put it wheels out?
No.
But what then do you do if it doesn't fit? It didn't fit. So now he's like, okay, should I put it back in the improper way and now my bag won't fit, or do I move it?
Yeah, no, that's correct. You put it back in the way that it did fit and you find another spot for your bag. You can't remove that's their bag from the bin, but I think you can try to make everybody's fit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm with you. I just think you leave it alone, and it sucks.
And I'd prefer to leave it alone. If there's an open bin on the other side, I'll just take that one.
I'm just saying, man, anytime you touch a person, you touch their belongings, and you don't get permission, and I'm not saying it's right, that, especially now with this unhinged, I swear to God, we are so unhinged now. I just think that's a risky move. You're just asking for the Rizzler behind you to be like, hey man, what the F? And now all of a sudden you're in a confrontation, and it's a conversation that doesn't need to be had. Now I will tell you, if you do the hey, anyone's bag, and no one gives you a response, then maybe at that point, then I go for the rearrange. But
then out pops John Quinones.
Yeah, but I just think you gotta ask.
I wouldn't even ask. I would just be like, a-hole, and then move on. I would mutter under my breath.
Yeah.
I'm like, you selfish, whatever.
You aloof bitch!
But your bag fits, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not touching other people's stuff.
Because I also think about this, and like, if I see someone that has clearly, it's like a double parker, right? When you see someone that's double parked or done something.
That's annoying.
Well, not only is it annoying, but I have to assume that you know you don't care. You are already signifying to me that you don't give an F about the rest of us.
That's right.
So when you put, you know, there's limited space and you've done this, everyone knows you go hamburger, you don't go hot dog. You've gone hot dog anyways. You're clearly saying, dude, touch my bag, bitch, see what happens. I think that's that hyper-aggressive person that's daring someone to touch my bag.
And I just tell that person, look, man, I was just trying to make everything fit. And then I hope that's the end of it.
But now, yeah, you hope, but now you're in a tussle.
Okay, so that person's now going to get up and throw a punch at me because I tried to make it all fit.
Here comes the viral video, and it's you.
Yeah, dude,
but I'm not the aggressor. I'm getting paid in this one,
bitch. It doesn't matter. It's still, like, you just...
I'd take a punch for that.
They don't have weapons. They went through TSA.
That's right.
Dude, especially you get some dude, and he's wearing white Oakleys, and he's got a soul patch, and there's a grunt-style T-shirt that he's wearing, even though he didn't serve in the military. And like, that's just... I feel like that's the guy. And you just, you know, there's a barbed wire tattoo somewhere. Just be careful. I just don't need, that. Like, I'm just trying to get to Boca Raton to see grandma. I don't need this sort of stress.
I'll find another place for my bag.
Exactly.
I'll be the bigger man and check my carry-on. How about that?
But if I look around and there isn't any other space, I'm moving that bag.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bold move.
I'm not.
I don't think it's that bold.
Yeah.
I think it's bold of them to put it up there that way, thinking it won't be touched.
Yeah. And at least on the plane, you know that everything is, it should be, everyone should be relatively safe. Like, especially out in the world, out in public, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Because then it could have a gun.
Well, I was talking to some people. I was leaving jiu-jitsu the other day, and we were talking to some people, and there was, how do I say it? Like, there can definitely be some chest puffing amongst people that do that on a regular basis. And I was trying to remind someone, you know what beats jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or anything else? A gun.
Like, knife.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I get
machete.
It.
Machete.
it's nice to be able to like handle yourself, and I get it. You're confident. You're like you feel like in most situations you can handle yourself. But it's also not okay to like go around and be like, dude, I'm just gonna strangle whoever comes my way if I get it. Yeah, right until that guy pulls a knife and stabs it in your throat, or you know, it's that sort of thing. Like, you just in this day and age, just be prepared when you start messing with someone else's car, luggage, whatever, shopping cart. You may be starting an inadvertent chain of events.
I'm confident in my ability to defuse.
Who was the poor bastard, right? In Portland, who, he got in a confrontation. Some dude was, like, blocking the road or whatever, and he got out of his car to go over to tell the guy he was being an ass. Didn't say he walked over to the guy. Didn't run. He just walked over to the guy's car. Guy rolls down his window. Remember the dude in the Mercedes?
Yeah, shot him.
Shot him. And that guy's dying words were, sorry, I was having a bad day. And that guy didn't. I'm not saying that it's that guy's fault or anything. You should be able to walk over to someone and be like, "Hey, asshat, like you're being a real doucher right now." But again, you may be inadvertently starting yourself down a path of destruction.
I'm just of the opinion now, like Buck was saying, you know, I'm confident in my ability to defuse as well.
Yeah.
But there are some people
you can.
You are not defusing that situation.
Man. For sure. But if someone goes, hey, what the hell, and they get mad at me, I'll be like, well, I'm not going to get back in their face. Well, you did. Like, you can escalate or you can de-escalate.
Yeah. Until he shoots you.
He can't. We're on a plane.
Well, maybe he snuck a...
See, the plane, that's why I said the plane.
The plane is a safe space to do this.
That's why I said, at least on the plane, you know.
It's the perfect place to take a stand.
That is kind of the perfect place to
take a stand.
Take a
stand for society, damn it.
That is, the plane is the one place.
What if he breaks your neck? Idiot. What if
lawsuit. He's going to break my neck because I touched his bag.
I think he might.
No. I'm already defusing.
You've set him on. Look,
sorry, man. I'll buy you a drink just trying to get to the same place as you are.
Oh, you won't buy him a drink.
If it'll get him to shut up and get off my back.
So I'm saying you can't live scared, Sook. I'm not saying...
I don't think Sook is living scared.
What on earth is that comment? Good grief.
Yeah.
It's called being sensible.
That's my thing. I promise you, when I'm out and about, there are very few times that I live scared. But I'm also smart enough to know that if you can avoid the... One of the best, one of the toughest dudes on the planet is pay any attention to him, but he's an ex-Navy SEAL guy, and he's got a big podcast, and everyone loves his name's Jocko. And, dude, the dude looks like, if you were to create, like, a scary human being in a lab, like, you would create this guy, right? And he tells people all the time, he goes, because people ask him, like, self-defense strategy, fight strategy, he's like, run away. He's like, run away. Like,
what?
He's like, just leave.
What?
He's like, the only time that there will be a conflict. He even says, like, if someone pushes me, if someone swings at me, like, what should he do? Run away. He said, the only time he will act is if you grab me. He's like, if you grab me, now it's different. But other than that, he's like, you can't do it. And that's not living. Trust me, that dude is not scared of anyone. And yet there is a guy who, one of the baddest human beings on the planet, and his advice is, dude, this isn't worth it.
Look,
it's just not worth it.
Aren't most males wired that they're not really scared? Like, especially white men.
Yeah.
You're not really scared. But it doesn't mean you have to be super machismo. Like, it's like, I don't know.
Well, and look, I'll tell you this.
I think we all know that there are going to be situations where you just gotta, there's something, you're, it's time.
Yeah.
This sucks, but I gotta do something here.
Yeah.
I just don't think that many dudes are scared of that.
Yeah.
But there are way more dudes that are like talking like or thinking like you talk.
Yeah.
They're just sensible. Like they have a brain to quickly decipher, okay, the smart thing to do here is get out of this situation. Yeah. Whereas people that Buck's talking about that I'm terrified of these people.
They're looking
these all
for
the time.
It.
But not only are they looking for it, but there are people that are absolutely triggered. They are seeing red, and there is no, they don't even know what they're doing. They're so flipped out that it's visceral. They cannot control it. That's not something I'm dealing with because, dude, there's no telling what that person's going to do in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, and those, like you said, there's people out there, I swear to God, that are looking for these, they're looking one way or the other. They're looking to get in a confrontation or they want to be the one that solves the confrontation. And we're way too confident in our abilities. We got way too many dudes walking around out there thinking that they're Jean-Claude Van Damme and they can just handle any situation known to man. And it's just, again, I feel very confident in my abilities against most people that don't have a gun if I run into them. But it also doesn't mean that I'm looking to get into a confrontation every time. For the most part, as you said, you can defuse, you can walk away, and you don't need to be in that auto zone right there.
AutoZone.
You get your wiper blade somewhere else.
AutoZone taking, catching strays.
Or the Target, no, or wherever fights in AutoZone. Wherever else you're at. Like, you see these massive things that go down, and you're like, dude, I was at Target trying to buy, like, sheets. Oh,
here's maybe, the thing.
Maybe
this is
head
great
down
text.
To the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Great text on this. Go spend a day in any courtroom. People are dumb. Nothing is worth your freedom.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yes.
Right
One
there.
Of my favorite lines, if I'm ever out at a bar or a concert and things kind of get a little whatever, and I stole it from a Robert Downey Jr. movie, but I've used it so many times to defuse things. I always say this. Look, maybe you can kick my ass, maybe I kick your ass. But this ends one of two ways for both of us. One of us goes to the hospital and one of us goes to jail. I don't want to be in the hospital and I don't want to be in jail. So can I buy you a beer and we just let this go? And I'm telling you, that works so many times. Because it gives the person an out as opposed to being like, listen here, you little candy ass. You keep this up, I'm going to kick your ass. You give them the sensible out to walk away and be like, dude, maybe you do beat my ass. But let's not do it because I don't want either outcome.
Do you want to know what else is applicable here?
What?
This is a yet another example of why I always say we need to reduce testosterone in every male
33%.
By 33.6%.
Yeah.
I think this segment is 33.6% over.
Problem solved. Okay, I have a hacking...
You want to start something, Buck? You want to start something right now?
No, I don't want to start anything. I just like to move the conversation to the other side of the segment. See, this is me diffusing.
So I have a hacking situation that I need an opinion on. I kind of don't know what to do. That's next. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.